Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is a true crime and real-time roundup from the On Deadline podcast. This week, we're focusing on the murders of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, last Sunday in their Brentwood home. Their son, 32-year-old Nick Reiner, has been arrested for the slayings. Rob Reiner, age 78, was a Hollywood legend. He was the son of Carl Reiner, who was an entertainment legend in his own right, and the creator of the Dick Van Dyke Show. After becoming a well-known face on the sitcom All in the Family during the 1970s, Rob Reiner then became most well-known as a filmmaker. His works include some of the most beloved titles in American cinema. This is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men, and The American President, to name a few. Michelle, age 70, was a photographer and a producer who often collaborated with her husband. Tributes from friends and those who knew and worked with the Reiners showed what an incredible impact they had on the industry, as well as their local community and even California politics. Their deaths also leave adult children without parents. Reiner's adopted daughter, Tracy Reiner, from his first marriage to the late actress and director Penny Marshall, as well as Rob and Michelle's older son, Jake, and their daughter, Romy. It's been hard for many of us to wrap our heads around the violent end of such well-known and well-regarded people, and allegedly at the hands of their own son. According to these allegations, Nick cut their throats before visiting a gas station to buy a drink. His younger sister was the person who discovered their parents' bodies. Nick Reiner has also been open about his struggle with addiction, and he even made a movie with his father on the subject called Being Charlie. More information about his numerous stays in rehab facilities has been put in a spotlight since the murders. Information about his mental health, including a schizophrenia diagnosis, has also been reported. Just before the murders, Nick also reportedly accompanied his parents to a holiday party thrown by comedian Conan O'Brien. There, he allegedly engaged in off-putting behavior and got into a fight with his father that seemed to worry other partygoers. Now, this case is still developing, but it's brought questions and concerns about what exactly happened and what, if anything, could have been done to prevent it. Odyssey stations around the country grappled with those questions this week with help from experts. And that's what we'll be covering here. First, we'll go to the LA Local podcast out of KNX in Los Angeles with a report from this Wednesday.
Nick Reiner briefly appeared in court this morning after he was charged with killing his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. John Barrett was in the courtroom.
Nick Reiner is facing two counts of first-degree murder, and the DA has not taken the death penalty off the table at this point. And he's confirmed that a knife was used in the killings of actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. But authorities have said very little else about the case and have not mentioned anything about a possible motive, although several outlets have reported that Rob Reiner and his son got into a heated argument Saturday night at a holiday party. And it was only a matter of hours before Rob and Michelle Reiner were dead and their son was behind bars. Defense attorney Alan Jackson says there are very complex and serious issues associated with the case.
These need to be thoroughly but very carefully dealt with and examined and looked at and analyzed.
He asked that people not rush to judgment. The judge allowed audio of the hearing to be recorded, but didn't allow photographs or video of Nick Reiner, who was wearing a jail jumpsuit and standing behind a barrier with his attorneys directly in front of him. He returns to court early in the new year.
For further insight into the legal aspects of this case, Marty Griffin out of KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh reached out to attorney Phil DeLicente.
He's been hired a lawyer. The guy who defended, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and Karen Reed. So he's gone high profile. Must have found money somewhere, brother. And you know they're going to say this kid was incapacitated, unable to make decisions, and incompetent to stand trial. You know that's what's happening next, sir.
Yeah, there's no question. And what that lawyer might also be dealing with is maybe another family member might have paid, which happens quite often, and or he's taking the case initially so that he can go to the courts and get access to monies. Now, what I said earlier, at one time, Rob Reiner and this Nick Reiner, they actually co-produced were working on movies together.
Yeah.
So he may just have some money, but you know, the whole initiation, what was the argument about at the party? What was the argument about at this, the night in the household? Who saw him before?
But all that aside, Phil, how often now, because you get the big cases, do you have a client, you're sitting there thinking, this is a mental illness issue? How often, Phil?
Well, you know, I can't really say. I could tell you this, though. I think it's a fair statement. I have seen a dramatic increase over the years and post-COVID in the under 30-ish, 32-ish. I see a lot of ailments that have resulted because of that heinous act that we were put through with COVID. Really, it exacerbated maybe underlying conditions that may have already existed.
It's a great observation. Phil,
you might have somebody... Yeah, you might have somebody on a DUI, which we get a tremendous amount of, that they think it's like the worst thing in the world that happens, and nobody should drink and drive. I get it, but it's also not a murder case.
Having been around friends, close friends that have this kind of addiction and mental illness, guys like us think we can fix this stuff because we're connected and we know doctors, we have money, whatever. You can't. It's this... vortex of hysteria and mania and addiction. And I lived it, man. I watched it firsthand, man. I did 15 interventions, at least. Same kind of stuff. Every time I thought I fixed them, never did. Either they were dead or out in the street shooting up again. And you love these kids and you want them to work. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know.
This Friday, reports revealed that Nick Reiner had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and was taking medications that made him, quote, erratic and dangerous. Marty Griffin was also joined by Dr. Tim Murphy, a psychologist and former U.S. representative who served as a Republican in Congress from 2003 to 2017, to discuss this condition.
He has been preaching for years to address serious mental illness. This is very unsettling, is it not, doctor?
It's very unsettling because I believe much of this is preventable. We know that people, for example, with schizophrenia, and I don't know the exact diagnosis, but there's a lot on the internet that said his son was diagnosed with that. People with schizophrenia, untreated, are 15 times more likely to engage in violent activity than someone who is treated. In fact, those who are treated are no more violent than the rest of the population. But what happens is we have a system that makes it downright impossible many times to get someone care. Things I worked on in legislation that were unfortunately removed from the bill include such things as the federal government says you can't have a psychiatric hospital with more than 16 beds. You can't have someone in a psych hospital more than 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Lifetime, you can't have someone in a psych hospital more than 190 days. It takes weeks to get someone stabilized on the medication to take effect. Sometimes you have to try one medication, then another. And then another thing is you need to bring them back. And sometimes the courts have to say, look, you got to come back every month and get your medication and stay in counseling. Unfortunately, a lot of times courts say, well, we're going to let this guy off. He promised not to hurt anybody. Or laws in Pennsylvania is one of the states that says you can't be held unless right then and there you tell a judge, if you let me out, I'm going to kill somebody. And the judge says, okay, you got to go in the hospital. But all the person has to do is go to the ER and say, change my mind, I'm going to be okay. So that's what happens when someone is that seriously disturbed. They can hold it together one moment, fall apart the next moment. And this is where families are desperation. There's so many tragic stories you read across the nation. But in this case, time after time, it sounds like the Reiners try to get their son help, sometimes booted him out, sometimes played tough love, sometimes were compassionate. He sometimes was homeless, went back to drugs. And we know that some drugs like marijuana and other things contribute to schizophrenia. So this is a colossal mess on every level. And it ends up in an awful tragedy like so many of these things do.
Hey, Doc, help me with this. From the National Alliance of Mental Illness, up to 16 million adults experience a serious mental illness. Is that accurate?
It's around there of our 320 million population. But if you take those just with schizophrenia, it's probably like 3 or 4 million. If you take those who have bipolar illness and swings of that kind, another wide psychosis, it's part of that. That 16 million also includes severe depression. But those who the concern we have is for the sickest of the sick. And this is incredibly important. Many times they're so sick, they don't know they're sick. A lot of them are good, compassionate people. There's people on the boards that I serve on, Schizophrenia and Psychosis Action Alliance, who themselves have a history of schizophrenia, doing fabulous, tremendous work. But the ones who are very sick and they say, I don't need to take this medication anymore. I don't have problems.
I've heard this. Go ahead. Spot on.
It goes on and on like that. And they can go and say things like that. And doctors say, well, we can't hold you because you seem to be holding it together right now. What you need to do is look at their history. And so if a person has a history of violence and a history of being on treatment and off treatment, that's where we need a system that could say, you know, we need to find a place for you to stay. The tragedy that occurred down in North Carolina where that man had stabbed that woman, he'd been in and out of hospitals, and he should have been in a hospital. But you can't hold someone. I remember listening to some people debate on CNN and says, well, it's not against the law to be schizophrenic. No, it isn't. But that's a very rude and incompassionate thing to say. Or when I hear the mayor of New York now saying, well, we're going to keep these tent cities for people. No, 40-50% of those people have a serious mental illness. Sure. About 80 or 90% are using drugs. They have massive issues with crime, of murder, of assaults, of rapes, of victimization. When are we going to say, stop hurting these people, stop helping these people? What Congress has to do, as they're looking at a health care bill, and what I read so far, it's not in there, they need to integrate psychiatric care with other medical care and stop treating it as something different. Almost every disease out there, from diabetes to heart disease, everything else, to cancer, has some component where mental illness makes it worse, or it's contributed to by mental illness as a big part of it.
It seems as if Rob Reiner wasn't really grasping the enormity of his son's issues, including mental illness, sir, right?
Well, I mean, I suspect he had some sense of that, but we have a society that keeps trying to rush it off.
Nice.
When I look at the comments
people
post online about this, that, well, he's just the murderer, he's evil. And you know, at this point, yes, he's we allegedly that's a case murder, but I look at what could have been done before. Our society still very much thinks that these folks with serious mental illness can just wish it away.
So true.
Or bootstrap themselves
so
up or
true.
Just take your medication and you're going to be okay. It's like telling a blind person, well, why don't you just see? A deaf person, why can't you hear what I'm talking about? It's much more serious than that. The human brain is a complex, wonderful organ, but can be devastating with a person's awareness. And parents sometimes aren't fully aware either. Certainly you look at any time you see someone who's been involved in one of these cases, you'll see family members struggling, asking for help. In most cases, they want to see it. I mean, look at the shooter that was up where in Maine a couple years ago. Look at some of these school shootings, the parents who struggle with that, kids who have trouble all their lives. Now, again, it's an explanation, it's not an excuse, but what I'm saying is a part of the fault, part of the blame has to go to federal government that has passed laws that block it, and state governments that won't move on this. They keep saying, well, we don't want to force people into treatment if they don't want to go. And I say, well, wait a minute. If you saw grandma walking around in sub-zero weather, barefoot in her bathrobe and said, I have to get to school, you would take her to the hospital. You wouldn't say, well, you know, you need to go home. Because we understand that's a brain illness when you have Alzheimer's. Well, some of these serious mental illnesses are also a brain illness, and they need to be treated, not ignored. You can't wish them away. You can't be judgmental on this. They need help, and we've got to change these laws. 10 years ago, it was in my bill. It got stripped out because people said, well, it's going to cost a lot of money. Yeah, these are families that oftentimes have the money. I mean, the Reiners certainly had the money to do whatever their son needed. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who said he had plenty of money, but his son would refuse care. What do you do? And then what do you do with the families that can't? Schizophrenia in our country probably costs about $380 billion in this nation.
Wow.
So tell me how much less it would be if we actually treated these people. That's current status.
Hey, Doc,
we don't treat it.
Help us understand what happens to someone when they have one of these, to be best described as a psychotic episode, and cut their parents' throats.
Well, what's probably happening in the prodromal phase of this, the person already isn't clear in their thinking. Some of the characteristics of schizophrenia, the person may not be logical or coherent in their general thinking style. They may have delusions of paranoia, et cetera. As this is building up, their fear and paranoia oftentimes grows. They may hear hallucinations which tell them someone is possessed or they need to die or they have to be punished. You see it in cases where a parent may have drowned or killed their child. They think, well, I had to do that because I was commanded to do that because they were part of the devil. So these things build to that peak. Now, I know a family that was sitting at dinner, the mother, father, their son. He seemed calm, but then suddenly got very agitated, picked up a steak knife and stabbed the father.
Wow.
There's this level of agitation that suddenly something can come up. But think about this as what's like. So if you've ever been in a crowd of people and everybody's trying to talk to you at once, it's hard to pay attention. Now, imagine sometimes that's what it's like for a person who's having auditory hallucinations. Voices coming at you all the time saying you're evil, you're terrible, Satan has possessed you, you need to kill this person, you need to kill this person, and continue these command sort of hallucinations and delusions sometimes. Medication's very helpful. Treatment's very helpful for that. But it can ebb and flow, and so families see those tragedies sometimes coming, but sometimes they come on so quickly they don't know. And in a case like this, perhaps the son came in late at night and surprise the parents. Who knows what the other details are, but it's sad that I hear this from so many families. It's heartbreaking, and I get agitated. You probably sense it in my voice because I know we could have done something, and I wish to goodness Democrats and Republicans could work on this and get this done.
Along with his reported mental health condition, Nick Reiner deals with addiction, which is known to exacerbate schizophrenia symptoms. He's also reportedly been in and out of rehab facilities since he was about 15 years old. David Niffen Jr., president and CEO of EnterHealth, joined Ask the Expert with Kristen Diaz and David Rankin out of KRLD Radio in Dallas this week to discuss rehabilitation programs.
Now, I know you're not directly involved with this case. We preface that. But typically, how does someone go in and out of rehab 18 different times?
It's a good question. One, it's abnormal to do it that many times, for one. It's interesting, we've been doing InterHealth now for coming up on 18 years. And it's interesting, a lot of the people that we treat actually have been to treatment before. And one of the, you know, there's a lot of consistencies with what I see. And usually it's being kind of in a level of care, if you will, where there's some limitations. For instance, they just don't have enough time really in treatment. Treatment is, you're dealing with a chronic issue, a chronic disease, if you will. It's not acute in nature. It's not something that medications or a surgery can necessarily help, because there's real behavioral change that does need to take place. And so one, being in an environment where you have enough time. And when I say that, I say I really believe people need to be in a level of care where they can be there for at least a minimum of 4 to 6 weeks so that you can build a lot of the foundational elements. But beyond that, I think what's typically missing in traditional treatments, there's some really great ones out there, but for the most part, I always advise, you know, families that are calling, take a look at a few really, really key things. One is, do they have medical doctors involved, particularly psychiatrists? Because one of the critical issues that comes with addiction is this term dual diagnosis. And really what that's meaning is you've got another underlying emotional issue that probably needs to be addressed. Usually anxiety, depression, some other form of kind of psychiatric condition that needs to get assessed properly and needs to get treated. And I think that's critical. When we first opened, there were hardly any treatment programs that really had consistent medical involvement. So I think that's very, very important. I think if you can get people to the right level of care, you can have the right physician involvement. And then I think critically is having a program that is truly individualized. Now, that term is sometimes overused, but I will tell you what it's really getting down to is each of us, all patients, have very unique issues. And the only way to really treat it properly is to have enough individual therapy, enough one-on-one time. And that gets down to caseloads with therapists. How many can you handle? Because I'm going to be working with you one-on-one throughout the week. I'm also going to be working with your family. And the objective here is for us to design a treatment program that's truly for you, David, that might be different from your partner. So I think, when you take a step back and you look at this, I think part of it does lie at the foot of treatment programs because, I was reading up on this situation and, this young man was going in and out of rehabs all the time and getting involved, honestly, with people that didn't have his best interest in mind. He's meeting up with people. They started doing drugs outside of treatment. It just created an opportunity really for him to go and make new bad friends, if you will. So I think getting in the right environment with the right professionals with enough time gives you the foundation. The next real, real critical element to that is once somebody's done with a course of treatment, it doesn't end there. And I think that's one of the biggest fallacies that families think is, I'm going to send my loved one off and fix them. And this is a chronic issue that's going to take time. And we always tell people, you need to give yourself a good year's worth of treatment. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be in residence the whole time, but you need to be involved in proper continuing care after you leave. And I think that's a real critical element. That's where I see a lot of the recidivism increase is in that handoff from, say, residential level of care into an outpatient level of care, where you just lose the accountability and people don't know if you're going or not. That is really, really a critical focus. I think that should be a critical focus of treatment programs.
This is also a very, very timely conversation as we are in the holiday season. Families are gathering. There may be a family member who comes to, a family function or may avoid a family function. But the conversation around getting that family member help might arise. What advice do you have for our listeners who might be in that situation? How should they approach those conversations? And what is maybe a to-do list when it comes to picking the right program?
Yeah, those are good questions. The holidays always present themselves as opportunities to see your family members, particularly the ones that are probably in trouble. I was just telling David, you tend to see a lot of emergencies around this time of the year. It's when families congregate. It's hard to hide your alcohol use or any emotional issues that you have. So families should be very vigilant. I'd pay attention, if your loved one's over drinking and acting inappropriately and their behavior is just off the map, I'd pay attention to it. There's probably something going on. I look at it as an opportunity because you have family there and family knows their loved ones better than anybody. So use it as an opportunity in some of those quiet times or some of the time that you have together to approach it. And I think in a sincere way, like ask them how they're doing. A lot of people struggle. It's not just drugs and alcohol. It's also depression, anxiety, and suicide is up around these times of the year. So I just think being meaningfully involved, being very present, being aware of what's going on, and don't lose the opportunity to intervene because these windows of opportunity are very, very important. And the holidays pass by and people go back to their normal daily lives. And that might have been an opportunity to really address it with that loved one.
When you have someone like Nick Reiner, who started going into rehab at the age of 15, then continued into his adulthood, how does age play into it? Are they treated differently when they're teenager versus 20-something?
Yeah, I think so. We typically treat adults, but we get calls on adolescents all the time, say the early teenage years up to about 17. One of the big issues with teenagers is as you guys know, you're dealing with a developing brain. I think that's critical to recognize. We give a lot of talks around the country on marijuana, particularly marijuana use, but other drug use. Keeping harmful substances, even including alcohol, and it's become so pervasive with teenage kids. But the object here, almost from a parent standpoint, is trying to protect the brain. There's so much rapid development that's happening all along the way, really up until about 26. And what we're finding out is that when you start to disrupt the development of the brain during those really, really critical years, it's hard to recover from that. And it can present some real downstream issues that, you know, present in adulthood. And that's when we see a lot of the patients that come to us. And their use often started in those early days. So I'm a big proponent that for the adolescent age group, I think treatment is absolutely critical and abstinence is absolutely critical. You want to keep this out of your body, particularly your brain, as it's developing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As we work to understand how this tragedy could have happened, we also remember the legacy that Rob and Michelle Reiner leave behind. Not just their contributions to art and TV and film, but their political activism. Political insider Phil Mateer joined KCBS Radio in the Bay Area this week to explain just how unique that activism was.
Well, you know, he wasn't your typical Hollywood progressive liberal political type. Usually, you know, I've come across them. They're interested in fundraisers. They like to get their picture taken. They like to get their name out there. They are interested in causes. Reiner was a step ahead. He was more interested in policy. than getting himself out there. And he, although he was a prolific fundraiser and active in Democratic Party politics that way, what made him unique was that he actually got some stuff done. The biggest thing he got done was the First Five program in California. Now, Rebecca, you got to understand, he came up with a program that was going to cost millions of dollars a year to enhance preschool opportunities for kids in California. That was the idea. Get kids early, get them involved in stuff and programs and reading and whatever, and mental programs, and get them going. But it's going to cost money. So he came up with this idea, and it's very smart politics. What he decided to do was go to the voters and ask them to put a 50-cent extra tax on every pack of cigarettes. Now, what made that smart was it provided for money, and two, it was what we'd call a sin tax, so it's hard to object to it since it's optional. And three, he knew that there weren't as many smokers out there as there were voters, so everybody was voting to tax somebody else. It passed. It passed healthily. It opened up and set up and is still running to this day to the tune of about $80 million a year. That's the kind of change that he actually worked for rather than just electing candidates.
So what I am curious about now, knowing what an impact he made, is what now, how does his loss now change the landscape of California politics?
Well, what changes the landscape of politics in California in that we have one less person that is out there, and we haven't seen a new Rob Reiner come up, that is actually willing to get involved in the issues rather than just in the races. You know, George Clooney, he raised a lot of money for the Democrats. He was the one that first said that President Joe Biden, it was time for him to go. That it had a big impact on California politics. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he had a big impact on California politics with everything from redistricting initiatives to change how we do our primaries to climate change. And it's interesting to note that one of the things I remember was that there was a time for a while where the Democrats were trying to talk Rob Reiner into running against Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is his friend. That didn't happen for two reasons. One was that they were friends, and two, because at about that time, Rob Reiner got into political hot water, because this is another little lesson that's out there. He wanted to expand preschool programs in the state of California by raising taxes on the wealthy. But unfortunately, he used about $23 million of money from the earlier initiatives that was bringing in through the state to launch a TV ad campaign supporting preschools. And people thought that that was mixing politics with public money. And he stepped down from the First Five Commission as a result of that. So he had his ups, he had his downs, but he had an impact on the youth of California, one that's going to last a lot longer than most political careers.
Our hearts go out to all those grieving Rob and Michelle, and to all those grieving loved ones claimed by violent crime. We'll be keeping up with this case as things unfold. Thanks for listening to this True Crime Roundup from the On Deadline podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the LA local out of KNX Radio in Los Angeles, Marty Griffin out of KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh, KRLD Radio in Dallas, and KCBS Radio in San Francisco. You can keep up with these true crime roundups by subscribing to the On Deadline podcast, the Who Killed Strawberry podcast, or the Bitter Academia podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.